You're listening to the So You Can Relate podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to the So You Can Relate podcast. My name is Adefala.
And it's your girl Joyce.
And we're going to come to you with another Minnesota today. It's been a very long time. And we thought the perfect thing to do would be our top 10 songs by Kirk Franklin. So far, we've done Lauryn Hill.
Yep.
We did
Mary Mary. Hillsong.
Yeah, we did Hillsong of Manuela. And then we did like our top, what was it like? Top 10 out of like CC, Fred, Kirk, Mary
did
Mary.
We?
Yeah.
What? No, we
you
didn't.
Don't remember. We did like, I don't remember what the theme was. It was like our top songs for those five big artists, something along those lines.
Oh,
I don't remember.
How could I forget that?
That was ages and ages ago. But today we're doing the GOAT Kirk Franklin. All right. My list is very unorganized. Joyce has got 10 plus many. I've got like 10. And I thought I'd be better at this, but I think I didn't prep properly. But I've got my top 10. You've got your top 10. Mm-hmm. Should we just do like, I do my top 10, then we discuss, then you do yours? Or should we do like 9, 9, 8,
Yeah, eight? I think 9, 9, 8, 8.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Is that how we did it for Mary Mary?
No, it's just a random suggestion.
Okay,
I think for those we did like his, well, we did top five for those, but we gave Kirk 10 because
it's Kirk.
Because it's Kirk. but
okay. Okay, do you want to go first?
I'll go first. I don't stick beside this because I feel like I'm going to wing it by every single number. I might change my mind, but I know what my number one is.
And oh, okay, but you're going for 10 now, right?
I'm going to go for 10 now. Cool. I'll just list it quickly, and then you do your top 10, and then we'll... That's going to be hard to pick a collective top 10, though. Well, should we do top 10 each, then collective top 5?
Sorry?
So I give my 10, you give your 10.
Yeah.
And then we'd pick 5 that are, like, his best out of that list.
Okay.
Out of if there's lists. Okay. So my number 10 is... September.
Oh my god!
No, it's not number 10 though for me.
About
no, that's
that
more
song.
Of a number 5. No, it's not number 5. It's on your list.
No, I completely forgot about it.
You know, that's the first time I heard that song by Kirk Franklin.
It's so good. Really good.
I never forget this one time in, it was like year 5, and we watched the Natural History Museum movie, A Night at the Museum.
Yeah.
And they played the Earth, Wind & Fire version. And I was like, oh, Kirk Franklin sang this song. Like,
I knew the Kirk Franklin version first before the original.
So I was like, oh, they covered Kirk Franklin's song. I didn't know that it was literally like the original, but he does a very good job at like covering songs so many times. You don't even know the song was even by him.
Yeah.
So that's my number. That's my number 10. And I like the music video too, because the guy from Earth, Wind & Fire is actually in the music video. Because
plays
it. Yeah, I didn't know who he was back then. I was thinking, who's this random guy? But like, it all makes sense now.
Okay.
That's number 10. But I kind of feel like I should have been number 10, so just ignore me. Number 9. In fact, I should put this as number 9. Number 10 instead, but Always.
Ah, oh, very good.
You know, I love Always.
Yes.
That song was just beautiful. I don't know. I think just the message itself, I'll spend my Always with you. I really, really love that song. My number 10, I'll say...
You mean your number 8?
My number 8. I'd say Everyone Hurts.
Oh, that's a good one then.
That song
is that the Hello Fit album?
Yeah, Hello Fit album. That song will take you to dark places if you're not already in them. But it's very beautiful at the same time. Because I feel like at the end, it's like the whole song starts at Everyone Hurts and goes through pain. Whatever's worse, it feels the same.
The choir is going through it.
That song is so depressing.
Yeah.
But then by the end of it, he says, I know he will heal the hurt. And he says, I pray tonight that you don't get weak. It's like, it kind of starts depressing, but it starts to encourage you towards the end. So I really, really like that song. And when I'm feeling quite low, it does kind of comfort me in that way. That was number 8, right?
Yeah.
Number 7. Number 7, It Would Take All Day.
I don't know that one, actually.
Oh, that song is beautiful. That's like a song I like to play when I'm going to bed. It's very nice. You know how most gospel songs just start off like, I don't know, normal?
Mm-hmm.
And they start to crescendo up and they get to the bridge and there's a lot of like, kind of like Always has a big like swell.
Yeah.
It Will Take All Day kind of stays at the same level for the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the lyrics, once again, it's like, it will take all day to tell you how much I love you.
There's
a really nice line that says, this heart that beats, each fragile piece I give you, it's for you. I think you really like this song.
That's nice. I need to check that out.
Yeah, that's from The Fight of My Life.
Oh, that's a good album.
That song was funny because he's literally fighting himself.
Yes.
the album cover. So it would take all day. Number 7, I said, right? Or was that number 6?
That was number 6.
That was number 6. Okay.
Oh,
this is not. It's not even an order on my thing. I'm literally just doing a lip process of an immolation. Then I will do Chains.
You're doing a lot of songs I don't know. You know, I don't know.
I think Chains as well was from The Fight of My Life.
Okay.
You know what it is? It's like these songs are near the end of that album, and you know how you get to the end and no one listens anymore.
Exactly.
But when I was growing up, my mum used to buy these CDs, and my sister and I had a radio in our room that you'd play CDs on, and we would play CDs as we went to bed.
Aww.
So as we were going to sleep, it was like Kids Praise, Donut Man, Salty kind of CDs. Yeah. As he became grown, it was like Mary and Kirk Franklin.
Yeah.
So sometimes if I didn't fall asleep, I would actually hear these songs like for the first time. So Chains, another really depressing one. It's probably a bit more depressing than Everyone Hurts. It's literally people, you know, when he has like those songs where his choir has solos rather than the whole choir.
Yeah,
it's one of those solo ones.
Yeah.
So like in Hello Fear, he's got the moment number one and the moment number two. It's like that, but from The Fight of My Life.
Oh god.
Yeah.
You.
And they're literally mentioning all these chains like abuse, suicide,
oh
depression.
My gosh. He's gonna go there. As for Keck.
Yeah. So they went there, but Chains is like, I don't know, I think I just like the singing in general. The choir is just so good at singing.
Yeah.
So that's a really good one. Next, I will say something about the name Jesus.
Yes,
I feel like I should have more old songs there. There aren't enough classics on this list. But yeah, I mean, come on, why the hell not? Like Rance Allen. I think, is Marvin Sapp on this one or the part two? He did like a part two in Hello Fear, like a
he's on this song called The Altar.
Oh, The Altar. Yeah, The Altar.
It's a good one as well, you know.
Yeah. Something about the name Jesus. I mean, come on, like why not? One of his best songs. So that's number 3. Three or four, I think. Then I put Still in Control. I think I mentioned that a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
That song, once again, the message itself, he's still in control. I just love it. Number 2 is Kingdom Come, featuring Jill Scott.
Oh, that is really
good. Yeah. I mean, technically, she's like the main singer, but he's there shouting in the background as he always does. That's my first time.
I'm gonna wait on you.
Yeah. So from the album.
Have you watched the movie?
I watched half of it and I never finished it.
What? It's really good.
Literally, I didn't know the movie. I haven't had the soundtrack when I was growing up. I didn't know there was a whole film attached to it.
It's so funny as well. It's really good.
I definitely need to watch it. But yeah, because that's the first time I heard Jill Scott, I always thought she was a gospel artist. Same with Tamar Braxton as well. Just a song of that album. So
Try Me.
Yeah, Try Me is another one. Goodness, that song's depressing. But my number one, should I save that till last or should I just do it now?
Okay, save it till last.
Okay, I'll save it till last. So that's my top 9. But honestly, I feel like I didn't do it justice. I feel like I could have put it in a better order. But
yes.
Yeah. Anyway, what's yours?
Okay, my number 10 is First Love.
Oh, why is it First Love on my list?
It's so good. I was listening to it on the way here and I was like, I'm sorry, it has to make the list.
It's so good.
It's really good. And I love the meaning as well, just returning back to First Love. Mm-hmm. Number 9 is Always.
Always.
We both had it for number 9. Okay, it's just so good, like from beginning to end. And like you said, the meaning and everything.
Just the way it sounds, like the instruments. Have you seen the video of them performing it?
No, I've only like listened to the audio.
You should watch the video. It's just as amazing. It's just so beautiful to see.
I spend my always with you.
Yeah.
Number 8 is Brighter Day.
Oh! If this was a competition, you would have won already because I literally forgot all the classics.
No, Brighter Day is so good. Like, you could be having the worst day ever and you put that song on. It's just a vibe.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I really like it. I really like the video as well. Mm. It's just a fun song. And yeah, I love, like, I feel like Kirk Franklin is two extremes. He's either like so depressing and you're in your feelings and you're just emotional, or like you're just living your best life ever and it's like about enjoyment and all of that. So Brighter Day is definitely a good one. Number 7 is Melodies from Heaven.
Rain down on me.
Rain down on me.
La, 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 it fall away.
Did you see that video that went viral of like, okay, you know how in America they've got these universities that are, they're called HCBU. Not me saying the bank in England.
HSBCs.
Basically, HBCU. All black universities.
Yeah.
And they were singing it in like some sort of competition. And it was really good.
Mm.
Next is something about the name Jesus.
It is the sweetest name.
I was going to remove it from the list, because it was so hard to get this list. But then I listened to it again.
Too good. I like part 2 as well. Have you heard part 2 from Hello Fear? I think that version is the one with
I like the version with Vance Allen.
Yes, that's the original one.
He's
in the background.
Yeah.
But then in Hello Fear, they did like a part two of it with Vance, and they had Marvin Sapp in it and some other people, and Isaac Carey.
Oh, he's good.
It was really good. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely really good. I love that one. And it's more old school Kirk, which I like. Number five is Hosanna.
You like the fast ones. I can see your taste now. Mine
is. Yeah, like, mine is like, you can't. The groove on that song.
Yeah, it's that groove is the right word to use.
Like, and I've actually memorized the ad libs. He's like, oh, God, children, come on.
I think I like at the end as well. What's it called when you like get higher and higher? It's like, is it like when you go off an octave or something like that? And modulation.
Yeah, modulation. Yeah,
they modulate at the end. It sounds really good. I love that part.
It's so good. I love that song. It reminds me of my childhood. Number four is Love. A word that comes and goes.
That song needs to be longer. Is it like a short song?
Really, yeah.
It's a very short song, isn't it?
It's so good. And you know, I didn't know it. Like, I never heard it before. And then in 2020, when they had like all the protests for George Floyd and stuff, there was like a video of like people in America like giving food to people that were going to march and stuff, and they were playing it in the background.
Oh.
And I was just like, what song is this? I could tell. You know, quite frankly, you can tell it's him. Like, you don't even have to wonder. I think he was doing his ad libs like he does. Mm-hmm. And then I just went to find it because I don't think it's on Spotify.
I don't think it is.
There's a remix on Spotify.
Yeah, there's a remix there. And even on the actual album, it's like an intermission. I don't even think it's the full song.
Okay.
But yeah.
But on YouTube, you can find it.
Yeah, yeah.
Number three is, oh yeah, we are the church fiend going nowhere.
Oh my God, how did I forget this? I feel like I need to redo my list.
This is so bad. This girl was putting chains and she was putting...
Not chains, it's reflective of the kind of music I enjoy.
No, Stomp is so good.
Yeah.
Like, I love it.
I think it's the intro for Stomp, the way he just starts, I don't want to say on violence, but it kind of starts so aggressive. On violence,
aggressive.
Yeah.
I love it. I actually went to visit a church on Sunday because my little sister's looking for churches and stuff. And it was like a youth church and they were playing that when we were coming in. I was just like,
what, Stomp?
Five. Yes.
No, that's good.
Love it.
Good choice.
My number two is You Are.
Yes.
I love that song. In fact, when you told me that we're going to do like the top 10, I was like, that's my number one immediately in my head.
You Are?
Yeah, really? But it's not my number one now.
Okay.
But that's how much I love that song.
It's like a love song.
It's so, so good. If you've never heard it before, because it's kind of underrated, go and check it out because it's really good. Should we do honorable mentions first?
Yes.
Yeah.
Please give me another chance to
to redeem yourself.
Redeem myself. Okay, you do honorable mentions while I look for
my honorable mentions. Number one is Now Behold the Lamb.
Yes, the precious Lamb of God.
Come on now. Do you know what my favorite part is when the guy sings, even when I broke your heart?
Now, his vocalists are so good. Like, cream of the crop good.
What happened to that man that sang that part? Because I haven't, ever since, I haven't seen him.
Haven't heard his voice. Like, do you know his name?
No, I don't even know it.
I know there was
It was like him and Tamala Mann that were like,
yeah,
the main they were like soloists. That.
Yeah.
Really good. I also like Hold Me Now. That is depressing. It was about to make it into the top 10, but I was like, I listened to it again and I was like, I was wondering, can you hold me? No, it's the way it starts.
The spring of April.
Have all turned round.
The children are all grown up.
And there's no, there's one, around.
No one around.
I'm looking over my life.
And all the mistakes.
And I'm afraid. It's
good.
I also like Help Me Believe.
Oh, having a hard time seeing past what I see right now. Imagine begging God for belief. Even that in itself is like a contradiction because you have to believe to speak to him in the first place. But I felt that desperate a few times in my life.
Help me
believe. Can I believe?
I want to believe.
I want to be like, damn.
I'm not good on my own.
Yeah, please give me another chance. Yeah.
It's hard to believe.
In what I can't see. No, that's a good one.
It's a good one. It has to be on there. I've got so many, but I'm trying to... My Love, My Life, My All is a masterpiece.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really good. If you haven't listened to it, I'll put it in the same category as like Something About the Name Jesus, more old school.
And kind of like always gives me that vibe as well, you know?
Yeah. Really good. I love Imagine Me.
Oh. Loving what I see. I used to watch that music video so often as a kid. It was really like
it's damaging
to watch. I don't know why I loved it so much, but yeah.
Yeah. And my last one is Hello Fear.
Yeah, Hello Fear is a good one. I think that's my favorite song from that album, and I think that's the album, the last album I listened to of his that like I knew basically all the songs to.
Yeah, that was a good one, that 2011 one.
Yeah, that was
really there's so many other Kirk Franklin songs I love, like, mm-hmm. but these are just like
your top
that stick out.
Okay, so some of my honorable mentions, Looking For You.
Yes, obviously. You can do the candy to that song as well.
Yeah, I know. And I think that's another sample from like some old, I don't know, 70s, 80s song as well. I remember there's some point it blew up on TikTok as well, so it was nice to see people dancing to Looking For You, so I like that. Better.
How does it go?
It goes, count it all joy, always remember.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Yeah, that's a really, really good one about life just getting better, basically.
Yeah.
That's from his album Hero, the same album from Looking For You. Why featuring Stevie Wonder.
Oh, I don't know.
That's a really, really good one. Mm. I don't remember how it goes off the top of my head, but when I see it, I remember, yeah, this is a song that I really, really like. The Appeal is another...
just from the title.
I think that was the first Kirk Franklin song that I liked with all of the soloists like at the end of the album.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it even more when the Walls Group covered it like in like, I don't know, maybe 2012 or something like that. And they covered it really, really well. So that made me like it even more at the time. Let me see what else there is. I have to say The Moment number 1 and 2. I said it earlier, but...
That's on your honourable mention.
Honourable mention is The Moment. And my last one, where's it gone? Just For Me.
That is good, you know?
Just For Me from... What album is that? I think it's...
Just For Me? I think it's Long Live...
Yeah, Long Live Love. Or
something like that. A recent album.
Yeah, a recent album. I just think the lyrics are so beautiful for that one as well. So those are my honourable mentions for Mr. Kirk Franklin.
That song reminds me of TRF because we used to play it a lot there.
All the time. I think that's when it came out. I was obsessed. So I just...
we played Love Theory quite a lot as well.
Love Theory. I think some songs that people would expect to be on this list is songs like Smile, for example.
It was never gonna be me to say Smile.
Smile is not my favorite song. I'm putting it like it's too corny for me. I'm sorry.
It really is.
Yeah.
And have you seen the music video?
Yeah.
He grabbed every gospel artist he could find and said, "Come and smile."
Did Black and White by Michael Jackson, making their faces morph into each other. It's like it reminds me of Happy by Pharrell. Like, you know those songs that you just don't want to hear. They're too positive. It's like please, it's too corny for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my honorable mentions. Shall we do number ones?
Yes.
Shall I go first?
Go for it.
You already know this.
I know. I know.
I am obsessed with this song. I literally have been listening to it since the album dropped, so it's probably been like 10 years or so now, a long time. And it's probably, dare I say, like my favorite gospel song. And it's Hide Me.
Let me live inside you.
It's everything. Come on, it's everything. It's the way the instruments sound, like the first notes at the beginning. I don't even know what instrument it is, but like just the way it sounds at the beginning is like a flourish. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. The lyrics in itself are so nice, asking God to hide you and protect you from the rain. There's another song from the Kingdom Come album called Someday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a song that I used to listen to all the time because I liked the certain line that says, "Don't forget without the rain, flowers never grow." And I think that's like what really shaped my mindset from then onwards about how it's not always the best thing to shy away from hard times or like to not kind of fight the fight, because sometimes you need that to grow into a better person.
Yeah.
And, you know, we always say like even the purpose of this podcast is to talk about our faith and growth and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I think lyrics like that kind of started my journey of loving the idea of growth. And in Hide Me, he says the only way my faith can grow is when you let your winds blow. You're making me stronger now. And I think that's why I love that song. Like,
you're making me stronger now.
Like, if I could be a gospel song, I would be Hide Me. If my obsessions were inside a song, it would be, I can't even describe how much I love this song. And every single time I play it, it's like, I needed to hear this again. The message never gets old and it's always so refreshing for me to hear. So that's my number one Kirk Franklin song. As far as I'm concerned, it's his best song ever. And I'll stick beside that.
I'm going to stick beside it.
Now, what's yours?
My number one is The Moment.
Which one? Number one or number
one? One and two. I'm putting it together because it was one moment. Let's be real. I think it's so good. Every time I listen to it, I love it. There's never a time where I'm like, oh, I feel like I've listened too much, or I loved it when it first came out in 2011. I love it now.
Is it 2011?
Yes.
Oh my God, ages ago.
Crazy, right? Old. It's literally over 10 years. Do you know why? I feel like I'm more of a worship person than anything.
Mm.
And I think it has that blend between gospel and worship.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so I really, really, really love that song.
Mm. What's your favorite lines from those?
My savior, my king, my direction. It's really good.
Yeah. And I think I also like the line, now we are never alone.
Oh.
Is that for the moment as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your blood it makes us strong.
10 out of 10.
Now there is power to move on.
Never.
Never. We are never alone. Now it's a fight. Because we have to merge.
That's what I'm thinking. How are we going to merge?
As for Chains, that's not going to be on the list. But I never heard of it.
You need to hear it, though.
I haven't heard it, too.
It kind of reminds you. When you first hear it, it sounds like thunder.
Oh, wow.
You know that, like, dramatic organ piano kind of music? Yeah. It starts off like that.
Yeah.
But it's just, instrumentally, it's so amazing. Vocally, it's so amazing, too. If you like the moment, if you like, you don't know the appeal, do you?
No.
I think, listen to the moment number one, number two. Listen to Chains and listen to the appeal, and you get what we mean about this whole, like, vocalist solos near the end of his albums. I think they're really, really good. And dare I say they're quite, like unique to him. I don't know if many other artists with choirs do that.
Yeah.
But like, it seemed to be a trend for him, at least in the 2000s, to have like his soloists at the end of his albums just going
do their thing.
Doing their thing vocally, yeah.
That Kirk Franklin cannot sing
like that.
You know?
Yeah.
Which is crazy, because it's his name on like all the songs, but it's literally the choir.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking as well. But I guess he's like the songwriter largely. I wouldn't put all the credit towards him. I guess he maybe plays piano on some of the songs too, because I know he plays keys. But there is one song that he sang on. He does rap in some of his songs as well.
Yeah, there's a song he did sing on. I think, is it with Marley Music?
Give Me.
Yeah, I think he sings on that.
Did he sing on Give Me? I think he rapped on
it. Oh my God.
He also rapped on this song called I Like Me.
I Like Me.
It's called I Like Me. I'll never forget, we danced this in my church. We were like teenagers, because it was a really cool song, because Kirk Franklin was rapping. If I could undo that dance and my participation.
Oh, do you know what song we haven't mentioned?
What? Revolution. Yeah, that is definitely an honorable mention.
That is classic, right?
Yeah.
I think, and you can't awesome say God, Kirk Franklin.
And awesome God is another.
Bust the place.
That's another classic.
Also, everybody wanna be like you. They
oh no, God like you. Like, yeah, that's another good one. No, do you know Keep Your Head? Did I already say Keep Your Head?
Huh.
That's another good one. I mean, everything is good.
There's so many. We did a top 10, but we lied.
Yeah,
top 20.
Let's try to conglomerate that.
Yeah,
I don't know if we can do a top 5 collectively.
Let's try to do that.
Just top 5, because I think 3 spots are already taken by the moment number 1, number 2, and Hide Me. So it's
the moment number 1 and 2 are 1.
Oh, okay. You want to make that one. Okay. Then we've got Hide Me. That has to be there. We also agreed on Always.
Yeah.
Okay. The thing is, though, I love Always. But I wouldn't say it's one of his top 5 songs. Like, as in between us, yes. But like,
but not in
universally,
general.
I wouldn't say so. But I don't want it to be basic.
Stomp
either.
Has to be there.
Stomp has to be there, of course. Lovely Day, we didn't mention.
Do you know why? Because when I hear that song, I love his version, but I always think of the original.
Oh, okay.
It's too clouded by the original.
I think, once again, the first version I heard was Kirk Franklin's version of
it. Really?
That I remember anyways.
It's so good. I didn't know the Boo Withers version.
So yeah, Love You Day is another good one.
Something About the Name Jesus?
Yeah, I think that should be there.
So we've got 4.
Okay, so we haven't mentioned
Hide Me, Something About the Name, and Stomp.
Okay, so tell me if it's a yes or no to these on my list, and we'll go to yours. Kingdom Come.
I'm just hearing.
I have to say no, just because it's Jill Scott.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like his song.
No, it doesn't.
Even though his choir is there, it's mostly Jill Scott. No to Everyone Hurts.
No.
Chains. It's just the word Chains.
Yeah, really. Yeah, like, that's
so bad. First Love.
No. I think it's so good.
I love First Love. It's beautiful.
We can do what we like.
First love gives heart of worship, as in by the meaning.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like returning. It would take all day. We'll be in no, because you didn't know that one, did you? Mm-mm. September.
No, not top five.
Yeah. Still in control. No. Okay, that's it. So that's the no's from my list.
Okay. Love.
Nah.
Hosanna.
No. Oh, what I said is very groovy.
Brighter Day.
I think I would choose Brighter. No, would I?
Melodies from Heaven. Rain down on it. I would choose that one.
You know what? How about this? How about we do top 10, but we split that into two top fives? Top fives for like.
Groovy,
like top yeah, five groovy, yeah. And top, because we can't put them all together.
We can't.
Okay, so let's
top five groovy. Brighter Day,
Hosanna,
Melodies from Heaven,
yeah.
Stomp, Revolution,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Easy.
That makes too much sense.
Looking for You should kind of be there too. What do you think?
What should we take out for? I don't like Looking for You. It kind of got on my nerves. I'm so sorry. I heard it too many times.
Do you know Sunshine by him? Is it Sunshine? Yeah, like Sunshine or Sun Bright, something like that. That's another like upbeat one. Okay, that's fine. Melodies from Heaven, Brighter Day,
Hosanna,
Stomp, and Memory Loss. What was it?
Revolution.
There
we go. That's we might have already said it, but
that's top five groovy songs. Okay, so now we can do
solemn songs. The moment has to be
number one and two. Hide Me.
Yeah,
that's quite solemn, isn't it?
You Are. I definitely doesn't rate my song. You
I
Are.
Love You Are. I don't get it twisted, but I feel like maybe because I like my chains and my appeals. Okay. I don't like my chains, but you know what I mean. Like,
Something about the name.
Yeah, but You Are. You know, I think I will put You Are there.
Help Me Believe.
No,
I'm not good on my own. Please give me another chance.
I don't think it's good enough for the list. Okay. That's what I don't think it is.
First love,
I think, should go there.
Yeah.
More than Help Me Believe.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, how many is that? Three?
Four.
Okay.
Last spot. Let's put Chains.
Happily. I will happily put Chains there.
I haven't heard it, but I trust your opinion.
Chains is too good.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was that? Hide Me, The Moment, Chains.
First Love,
and...
Something About the Name. There you have it, guys.
Amazing.
Those that pick that up.
Well, guys, let us know in whatever capacity you can what your top Kirk Franklin songs are, whether or not you agree. I think next I want to do Fred Hammond.
Yeah, that would be good.
I really fell in love with Philip Hammond in lockdown. I started to like so many of his songs, so I want to do more of that in the future. But yeah, enjoy this episode, guys. I hope you had a good time listening. I've been Adefa.
And it's been your girl, Joyce.
Bye, guys.